God calls David from 1 Samuel and from John and from Psalms. God does not look on outward appearance, but on the heart. Create in me a clean heart. In this story, we see how God called David, and we may ask, what is God looking for when he calls his people? What is God looking for as his people are brought to the forefront? According to John chapter 7, Jesus said, "Do not judge by appearance, but judge with right judgment." End quote. What do you see when you look at people? What can we be looking for in a leader? God would say, David is a man after God's own heart. David loves God, and even though he is not perfect, he is faithful. God looks at David as a man who will remain faithful to the God that loves him. How do we look at people from the inside without seeing their physical appearance? How do we look at the heart of others without our prejudices? What keeps us from using the eyes of God when we look at our neighbor? In the world of judgment and separation, we need to find ways to judge with right judgment, the kind of judgment God has looking at us in our heart. We can always find ways to discredit others or put someone down if they're not like us. But what about them is different? What about our neighbor is so different that we cannot see past the outward appearance to see the love and caring person God has created? Jesus tells us to love our neighbor as he first loved us. Jesus says, in order for us to have complete joy, we need to do what he has commanded. And what does Jesus give us as his commandment? He said, we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like the first, that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus says, all the laws and prophets hang on these two commandments. Everything we hear from David and the other prophets in the Psalms points to us loving God and our neighbor. God chooses us as he chose David. David did not select God, and we do not select God either. Jesus said, I have chosen you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. God looks at his creation and chooses us as his children to love each other. God chose David because of his faithfulness to the God who created all things. We are chosen to go out into the world and be faithful to the same God, the God of love and peace. We have been chosen by the one who is the open gate of God's salvation and righteousness, Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Amen. Let us pray. God of strength, in David you chose a king with a big heart. Create clean and willing hearts in us and choose us to do your work. Father God, let our eyes see what you see. Give us eyes like Jesus, the open gate. Amen.